that was where it came in, and where I suppose I then suddenly made that connection that there was no, yeah, that it was definitely part of my psyche in there somewhere, had this experience that had been locked away, that actually was a mostly dark experience for me, I think. I remember the festival now, but it was a locked away feeling of people being locked up and left, really. So I suppose an awful lot of our shows for people with learning disabilities were looking at relationships. We looked at death, we looked at relationships. So we started in a very light-hearted way, but started to, I suppose, more understand the complexity of people with learning disabilities being people who share chemicals and emotions and the same as us. So looking at those things and looking at the complexity, because it's not just them, they're part of their community, you know, and it's all of that, really.
So if you'd recruited people whose job was to make sure that nobody escaped, and then you opened all the doors, that's a fairly big nightmare for the people whose job has been to keep the doors locked and give them the confidence that this was a proper thing to do. So those were some quite important sort of understandings of how do you create a change within a work community. It's interesting, currently, we just had the Ebola crisis, and the one thing that people never quite understood